The Liturgical Day, Monday the 23rd in Ordinary Time. The Gospel according to St. Luke. On another Sabbath, Jesus entered the synagogue and began teaching. There was a man with a paralyzed right hand, and the teachers of the law and the Pharisees watched him. Would Jesus heal the man on the Sabbath? If he did, they could accuse him. But Jesus knew their thoughts and said to the man, "Get up and stand in their middle." Then he spoke to them, "I want to ask you, what is allowed by the law on the Sabbath? To do good or to do harm? To save life or to destroy it?" And Jesus looked about him all. Then he said to the man, "Stretch out your hand." He stretched it out, and his hand was restored, becoming as whole as the other. But they were furious and began to discuss with one another how they could deal with Jesus. Our commentary today is by Father Julio César Ramos from Salta, Argentina. Today, Jesus provides us with an example of the freedom which we speak so much about. But contrary to what most claim or consider as freedom, Jesus' freedom is totally associated and adhered to the Father's actions. He will say, "I tell you the truth, the Son can do nothing by himself. He can do only what he sees his Father doing, because whatever the Father does, the Son also does. And the Father only does and acts out of love. Love cannot be imposed, but forces us to act, pulls us together, and largely reverts to life. Jesus' command, "Get up and stand in their middle," has the vivifying strength of he who loves and responds to the word. And the last part of his order, "Stretch out your hand," that concludes the miracle, definitely restores life and strength to what was powerless and dead. To save is to draw from death. And this same word translates as healing. By healing, Jesus is saving whatever that poor, ailing man had dead. And this is a clear sign of God's fatherly love for his creatures. Thus, in doing new creation, where the Son does only what he sees his Father doing, the new law that will prevail will be the law of the acting love rather than that of a dormant relaxation, including doing good to the brother in need. Therefore, a conjugated freedom and love is the key for today. Freedom and love conjugated Jesus's way. Today, what St. Augustine used to say, "Love and do as you please," is perfectly valid to learn to totally identify ourselves with Christ our Savior.